Welcome to It's Time For Me on Friday, and I hope you're having a lovely day as we are coming to the end of the first week of 2019 already, and it only began on Tuesday. And all of this week we've been focusing on our intentions, focusing on balancing and creating more, and just really looking about where we want to go. And this is all about being gentle on yourself. How can you be more gentle to yourself in 2019? This is really, really important. One of the things I learned over the course of last year, and I mentioned this in my teaching on Tuesday, which was about, you know, really tuning into what my clients actually wanted in terms of, did they want goals? Did they want more support from me? You know, did they want to just set intentions? Did they want to just figure out their own goals as they were going through, or their own navigate through things, whatever worked for them? The best thing that I learned for myself and also with my clients was about being gentle on ourselves. Being gentle on ourselves does not give you a free pass to do nothing, to make excuses for not progressing, to make excuses for treating yourself badly, for sabotaging, or for procrastination. It is not that. But being gentle on yourself is giving yourself the space to do what you need to do in the time that works for you, in a way that's best for you, without pressure, without the timelines, without the giving out to yourself, beating yourself up, or being unkind to yourself. That's what being gentle on yourself is. When you're gentler on yourself, when you say, oh, I'm going to take it easy and actually do, when you have that bath, when you surround yourself with gentle, uplifting people, when you go into work and you do it in a way that works for you and create your passions and fulfill your passions within work, when in your outside life you're fulfilling your purpose, that's being gentle. You know, I went to a really interesting workshop in November, and the girl was asking us the question I asked you at the end of the meditation yesterday, and she was saying to us that we needed to find out what our soul was yearning for. And I mentioned this back in November. And mine was, my soul was yearning for me to play the piano. Because when I play the piano, it brings me into a meditative state. I'm very gentle on myself, very kind. I feel very relaxed. I feel really connected to myself and I don't think about anything else. And she got us to write down what our soul was yearning. And that was the top thing for me. And I thought it'd be so many other things, but that it was just kept coming out and coming out. And you had to put pen to paper and just like free write. And that just is what kept coming out. And she told us that we had to pick a day that week and say, by this day this week, I will have, done one baby step towards that. And my baby step was get my piano back out and my sheet music and all of that. That was the middle of November. It is now the 4th of January, and I still have not done that. So isn't it amazing that almost 2 months later, the one thing that my soul is yearning for hasn't actually been done? That is the opposite of being gentle to yourself, or to myself, or being kind to myself. Because I know if I do that, it will make me feel better. So like I was saying, being gentle is not procrastinating. Being gentle is not making excuses. Being gentle is being kind to you, being nice to you, creating a space that's going to allow you to fulfill the dreams and create the life that you actually want to. So for today, I want you to answer the question, how can I be more gentle to myself in 2019? I wish you a beautiful day, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.